Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is the last hadith we are doing in this chapter of the taking a false oath in the name of Allah in order to usurp, in order to take the property and wealth of other people. A person lies, and not only lies, but he takes a qasam of Allah, how severe that sin is. وَعَنْ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ بْنِ عَمْرِ بْنِ الْعَاسِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ عَنْهُ Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, عَنِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ He narrates from Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قَالَ الْكَبَائِرِ Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the major sins which they are, الْإِشْرَاكُ بِاللَّهِ to join partners with Allah, like for example the Christians do, the Hindus do, they make shirk, they are joint partners with Allah ta'ala. وَأُقُوقُ الْوَالِدَيْنِ And to be, not to respect one's parents and to disobey them, to hurt their feelings, etc. So we can see how severe that guna is, that it is mentioned with shirk, which is, we know, which is one of the most major sins. Kufr, shirk are the most major sins. And disobedience to parents is equated with that also. وَقَتْلُ النَّفْسِ And to kill somebody, murder. That is also equated with that. وَالْيَمِينَ الْغَمُوسِ And to take a false oath. That is also equated. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took it in the same way. So we can see how severe the sin is of taking a false oath in order to usurp, take away somebody's rights as far as his wealth is concerned, his property, etc. is concerned. This is, has been equated to shirk of Allah Ta'ala, to disobedience of parents, to murder, and to take a false oath. وفي رواية له and in another narration of Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As رضي الله تعالى عنه أن أعرابيا جاء إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم A Bedouin came to Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال and he asked a question يا رسول الله ما الكبائر Oh Allah's Rasul what are the major sins the big sins قال الإشراك بالله Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is to associate partners with Allah to be a mushrik. That other people or other, they believe in other gods, other deities, that they also have powers like Allah ta'ala has got. Qala thumma madha, and then he asked, what else? Qala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, al-yameenul ghamus, yameenul ghamus. Qultu, wa mal yameenul ghamus. And then that sahabi asked, but what is yameen al-ghamus? What does this mean? قال, الَّذِي يَقْطَعُ مَالِ امْرِئٍ مُسْلِمٍ A person who takes a false oath in order to take the wealth of a fellow Muslim. And as we had explained previously, it's not only a fellow Muslim, but even a non-Muslim. Because Muslims' relations are more with Muslims, therefore the word Muslim is referred to here. But to take anyone's wealth and take a false qasam, His property, this happens many times at the time of distributing the estate, etc. A person takes qasam that, no, my father gave me this, my mother gave me this, and it's a false qasam. That is also a severe sin. This hadith mentions three major sins. One of these is to intentionally takes a false oath. This is a major sin and requires tawbah to be forgiven. Also, we must understand in our whole lives we have committed many sins and at that time we did not even think of it as a sin. We didn't make tawbah. That debt is accrued to us. We have to settle it. And we have to make tawbah. So a person should take out time and reflect of his life. Since the time we became baligh, whatever types of sins we might have committed, to think low about somebody, to think bad, falsely accuse somebody in our minds also, all these are major sins. And we must make tawbah from all of them. Then even more clearer than that, namazes which we haven't read, etc., we should make tawbah. Otherwise, if we don't make tawbah and we go with the sins in the qabr, then it's going to be very difficult. Allah is most kind and merciful. He is giving us enough time in this world that we can make tawbah. And fortunate is that person who gets the opportunity to reflect over his life, and he makes tawbah of all his sins. Many times a person becomes righteous and pious later in his life. Now when he sees himself nice, big beard, topi, turban also, kurta also, he looks at himself in the mirror, I'm a pious person. People respect him also, they start calling him Hazratji also and Haji Sahab also, but he forgets his past. And all that account is accrued and we'll have to pay for it. Fortunate is the fact Allah has made it so easy, just make sincere tawbah. If there's the rights of fellow people, settle those rights, ask for forgiveness and go with a clean slate to Allah, and you just have full enjoyment and pleasure by Allah Ta'ala. The severity of the sin of taking a false oath can be gauged from the fact that it has been mentioned in the same breath as murder, disobedience to parents, and associating partners with Allah Ta'ala, all of which entail oppression, immorality, and impinging on the rights of others. From that we can gauge how severe this sin is. In the second narration, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned only the sin of associating partners with Allah Ta'ala, despite the Bedouin asking him about major sins. We know there are a lot of other major sins also, drinking of liquor, committing of adultery, etc. All these are major sins. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not mention it at that time. Ulama explained this, that it was, if the Messenger of Allah Ta'ala explained that the sin of associating partners with Allah incorporates many major sins. That one sin, like for example, a non-Muslim won't get the sin of not making namaz, keeping rozas, etc. because he's not responsible, he didn't become a Muslim. But a Muslim, but that kufr of his, that is such a big sin, which is more bigger than all the other sins of me not making namaz, etc. So like that, this shirk with Allah Ta'ala, that is such a major sin that it incorporates all the other sins. And also ulama have explained that many times Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied to the person according to his condition. So for this person, this were the two major sins, that to associate partners with Allah, be very careful of that. And don't take false promise, false oaths, don't do that also. And will draw an everlasting punishment. These are such sins, to commit shirk and associate parties with Allah will call for an everlasting punishment in the fire of Jahannam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned him accordingly to that. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillah.